Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 265. Today we're going to be talking about creating margin in your life. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Hi everyone, so today I wanted to talk about creating margin in your life. So when you create margin in your life, you have some time, you have some spare time to rest, read, or just enjoy whatever you'd like to do. You try to make it a point to not have every waking moment of your day filled with something that needs to be done. Because when you can create margin in your life, it allows you some flexibility that you can like take a break when you need a break so that you're not like exhausting yourself on a daily basis. Of course, there's always going to be some days where you have to run from morning until night just because that's just the way that day is for whatever reason. Or sometimes there's periods in your life where you're like much busier than others just because of some situation. Maybe a child's in a special activity or whatever the case may be. But you don't want that to be like you're always every day where you never have a minute to have a break or for something else to come up that you need to handle. So when you try to create margin in your life, it kind of helps ensure that those crazy days aren't the norm for you. And, you know, there's many things you could do to help create margin in your life. So today I just want to talk about some of those tips. So the first thing is to create a schedule that's limited in your day. You want to limit the scheduled activities and events. Like these are the things that are on your calendar, like they're already scheduled in. And when your calendar is too full, it makes it really difficult to have any flexibility in your day. So the first thing you might want to do is just take a look at your calendar and decide if you have too many things scheduled each week. Because when you have these things that are already like concrete scheduled events or you know, activities that happen every single week, right there you've already filled up big chunks of time that you can't possibly do any other things in. So if there's several things, say that maybe you or your kids really love to be involved in, maybe consider if you can do them on a rotating basis. Because when we're involved in too many things, they kind of lose their value also because we're kind of doing them at a rushed pace. So maybe if you can kind of limit your focus to less of those things at once, but do them on a rotating basis so that you're not going from like one activity today to another activity tomorrow, or, you know, one volunteering thing, or I don't know, whatever you might have on your calendar. If you can kind of limit it and give yourself some free time, when you do those things, you'll be able to enjoy them more. And then when it's time to rotate to the other task or activity or whatever it is, you can enjoy that more too because you haven't done it in a while. So maybe just try and see if you can look at your schedule and see if there's too much on it and see what you might be able to either eliminate completely or rotate or change the timing of it. You want to try and keep at least a couple of days free if possible, not meaning free like you don't have to do laundry or cook or anything like that, but just to not have something booked on your calendar. Because, you know, maybe you might need to set up a doctor's appointment or a hair or nail appointment or whatever you might need to schedule. You want to have at least a couple of days in your calendar that are free of appointments so that when you do need to make those types of other scheduled events, you have something, a free day that you can say, oh, okay, well, let's use this day. But you don't want to have that schedule like so blocked up that it's difficult to even make an appointment when you need to. Another tip is to try to create a realistic plan for each day. When you create your to-do list for any given day, it's a good idea to try really hard to be realistic about how much you can truly get done without working yourself too hard. Because putting more on your to-do list than you can possibly complete will keep you working through any time that you really might need to take a break or get something else done, because you're going to be looking at this list thinking like, I got to keep going because I have all these things to do. And it also leaves you feeling unaccomplished when you end the day with so many things still left on your list. So you want to try and have a list that's you can realistically accomplish during the day without like struggling to get everything done. Of course, like I said, there are days when there's just legitimately a lot of priorities that you have to get done in a day. But just on your regular typical day, you don't want that to be the case. You need a little bit of wiggle room in your day because you know other things are going to happen and other things are going to come up. So one way to create like a realistic plan for your day is to time block your tasks. So when you time block, you basically just lay out, they have planners with time blocks, or you could even just write out a piece of paper, you know, from this time to this time, I'm going to do this. And you really just lay out exactly what you're going to do in each of those time frames during the day. And when you do this, though, you want to make sure that you're being realistic about you're not only trying to create a realistic plan, but as part of that plan, you need to look at realistic time frames that these things are going to take. Because a lot of times we think something can get done quicker than it actually can. So you want to make sure that you, when you block out your time, you don't put too little time for each task so that you're running over into the time block for each next task. And then that accumulates to the point where you wind up not being able to get everything done because you didn't allow enough time for each task to get done. And you always want to add a little bit of cushion in that time block too, because you know that there's going to be an interruption. You might need to stop to take a quick phone call, or maybe you want to take a break and get yourself some water or make a coffee or whatever. So you want to build like a little bit of cushion into your time blocks. So time blocking is a great way too to see how much time you actually have to work with in a given day. By seeing like the limited time you have, it will help you prioritize what you really want to focus on that day, because you only have so much time in the day to work with. So by like literally seeing those time blocks, you kind of have to prioritize like what's most important to get done today. If you don't like the idea of time blocking, literally laying out your day hour by hour, another technique is just to create a separate to-do list for today. So it's kind of similar to time blocking in that have to prioritize what you're going to get done for today, but you're just going to make a list. You don't have to figure out like exactly what times you're going to put those tasks in, but you do still want to make sure that you pick a number of things that you can actually get done within this day. But you're going to just look at your to-do list once and decide what things you can get done today while still allowing yourself a little bit of free time, and then make a list of those items and refer only to that list during the day. The next day, you can look at your master list again and decide what you're going to do that next day. But just by having a few things on one list to focus on, it can really make you feel it's not motivated, it's just like it's a doable. Like you can look at this list and you have these three things. You're not looking at this giant to-do list. You're just looking at, okay, this is what I need to focus on today. And it feels much better to check off, say if you have like four things on your list for the day, like priorities, it feels so much better to check off four things on a list of four things. Or even if it's four things out of a list of five things, it's better to check off most of your list than to have this giant to-do list and check off like four things out of like 35. Because then you're just like, oh, okay, I barely even made a dent here. So it really can help you feel more accomplished at the end of the day by kind of doing a to-do list that's just kind of specific for today. Look at your master to-do list once, pick a few things and make a nice fresh to-do list just for today, and just focus on getting those things done and make sure that it's realistic and it allows you some time and you're not trying to get everything done on your to-do list. Another tip is to try and scale back on your to-do list. So if you're like me, there are certain tasks that go on your to-do list and they live there forever. So take a look at your to-do list and consider crossing off some things that maybe have been on there for an extended period of time that you're never likely going to get to anytime soon. And I don't mean important things, like maybe if you've had on your list to make a doctor's appointment for the last 3 months and you really need to do that, you don't want to cross that off. But I'm talking about like those types of things where in a perfect world, we would have all these like little extra things done that we'd like to get done. But in reality, the chances of getting those things done might be like really little. So having those types of things on your to-do list just makes you feel like you have more to do that you really need to get done. But maybe those things aren't things you really need to get done, and maybe they're really not that important. So by having these enormous to-do lists, it can make you feel like you have to keep constantly trying to get things done because there's so much on your list. So just kind of looking at it and making sure that you only really have on your list things that really need to get done. And don't worry, it will. If you take some of those non-priority things off your list that have been on there forever, they'll pop back up if they truly become a priority to you. So it's not like, you know, they're going to be gone forever. You'll think of it. And if you don't, then maybe it wasn't really that important that you needed to have it on your to-do list. Another tip is to plan your meals. I know I talk about meal planning a lot, but it does have an impact on your day, and we all have to eat. So by planning out your meals, you can save time on purchasing food by knowing exactly what you need to cook for the week. So you won't have to spend a lot of time standing around trying to decide what you might be able to throw together some night because you don't really know or have, even maybe you don't even have food in the house that you can put together a meal with. So, and even like if you're going to order out, like looking at a menu, figuring out where you're going to order from, what you want to get, that also does take up time and energy. And plus with ordering out, if you are living on a budget, you're going to be adding a little bit of stress to your day too, because you're spending money that you probably didn't really plan on using on food. You probably wanted to maybe put that to something else. So by planning your meals, it just gives you, it frees up time in your day because you don't have to sit there thinking about what you're going to make for dinner. Do you have the groceries? Do you need to run out now to get groceries, or do you need to run out now to pick up takeout food or whatever it is? So planning your meals can definitely save you some time during your day. It does take time to meal plan, but the cumulative amount of time of figuring out every single day what you're going to eat is not the same as the amount of time it's going to take you to sit down to just put a little meal plan together. And you don't have to have this like crazy detailed meal plan. It could just be like simple, whatever things you like to eat, just simple meals. You could start small. And, you know, if you like to get more complicated with that, that's fine. But your main goal is just to kind of have something that you can plan to eat for that day. Another tip is to consider getting up earlier or going to bed later. And I'm not suggesting to sleep less. I think that getting in the right amount of sleep is really important because rest has a big impact on how we feel and our ability to make good decisions during the day. But some of us have more energy in the morning and others have more energy at night. So by adjusting your sleep schedule, you might be able to get more done in a shorter amount of time by doing something first thing in the morning or right before bed, depending on when you have the most amount of energy. So say, for example, if you feel like you have the most energy in the morning, maybe consider getting up in a half hour or an hour earlier, but then go to bed a little bit earlier by the same amount of time. So it's really just shifting when you sleep so that you can take advantage of time to get things done more quickly. So the whole point is to build some free time into your schedule. So if this does help you get some things done quicker, take advantage of that free time. Don't try to fill it with something else. The point of all of these tips is to try and create that extra space in your day, not say, okay, I got up earlier and I was like really, you know, high energy, so I got all these things done much quicker than I thought. You don't want to then try and fill it in with more stuff. You need a little bit of free space in your day. So that's the point of doing all of these things. Another tip is to limit distractions. So we often allow tasks to take longer than they should because we allow ourselves to be distracted. Distractions could be things like checking your email, Instagram, or text messages. How many times have you picked up your phone to check a text and the next thing you know, you're like scrolling on Instagram? If you haven't, then that's totally awesome, but I've definitely done that. And multitasking is also a distraction, even though we might not see it that way. You know, maybe you really need to get the bathroom clean, but you see a vent in the hallway that needs to be cleaned. Next thing you know, you're cleaning the vent. Then you see the baseboard needs to be wiped down. I know, like, even, you know, if I'm working on the computer, I might have multiple things open and several different browsers open, and maybe I'm supposed to be working on my budget, but next thing I know, I'm starting to clean up my email. So it's really important to try to stay focused on your priority task. There's always going to be more things that we need to get done. But if we want to allow some space in our day, we need to really focus on what was most important and get that done. If you see something that you don't want to forget while you're working on something else, try to maybe just jot it down real quick on a pad so that you don't forget and it can kind of be out of your mind. But it's best to try and keep really focused on what you want to accomplish and try not to let all those distractions put you in all different directions while you're working on your main priority. So, like I said, just really try not to fill in the gaps with extra work. So the things that I just shared, those are kind of like my main tips. And I know they're all mostly focused around productivity and scheduling your time, but that's the way to create margin in your life. The thing is, though, the point isn't to do these things to try and get things done more efficiently so that you can get even more things done. You really want to try to scale back your schedule and your daily tasks so that you can have a little bit of freedom in your day so that if something else does come up, you can handle it. And also so that you just have a little bit of free time if you want to sit and read for a little bit or just rest or go for a walk or all of those things are really important, and they do impact you getting your other things done anyway, because if you're all burnt out, you're not going to be focused on getting things done efficiently anyway. So, you know, just taking that time to really try and plan out your day, get things done most efficiently, make sure your calendar is not too jam-packed with things on a regular basis. They can all really have an impact on the things you can get done and how well you can get them done. And sometimes you might just need to let something go. Like, for example, this year, I didn't send out Christmas cards, and I haven't not sent out Christmas cards for, I can't even remember how long. Like, I always send out a Christmas card, and I felt really bad about it. But one day I just decided, you know what? I can't do this year, because we took a nice picture. I went to make the cards. It was already kind of late at that time, like a little bit late to be sending out the cards. I went to upload the picture, and my daughter took it on Snapchat, or I don't know, something like that. And I guess it converts it to like a low resolution. So when I went to make the card, it was like blurry. So I couldn't even order the cards. And then we had like all these busy nights, and I couldn't get all my kids together to take a nice picture. And I wanted to do a family picture and whatever. The time just kept getting closer and closer to Christmas, and I was so stressed about getting these cards out. And finally I was just like, you know what, I just can't send them this year. I will definitely send them next year. Like, you know, I made sure, like, I put a reminder earlier in the year next year to make sure I get on top of it sooner. But it was just not something that was gonna make that big of a difference. Yes, I would definitely have liked to have gotten them out, and I did feel really bad that I didn't get them out, but life went on. Everyone's fine. I told my family, you know, what happened, and I just wasn't able to get them out this year. So, you know, that's just a little example. But I mean, a lot of times there's things that we're really stressed over, and we might just have to say, I just don't have time to do this right now. And you just might have to take it off your list. So just try out some of these ideas and see if you can maybe make a little bit more space in your day so that you're not constantly just doing. So that's all that I have to say for today. I hope this episode was helpful to you in some way. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find blog posts for each episode on lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see that you're listening. Also, if you could please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That's what boosts the show in search results when people are looking for this type of content. Also, just as a reminder, there is a link to financially support the show in the episode details if that's something you're interested in. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?